Welcome once again to Beef News and Notes, information for both the producers and the consumers of our great product, beef. Well, on today's program, we have with us Dr. Alfredo DiConstanzo. He is a professor of beef nutrition and management at the University of Minnesota. Good afternoon, Alfredo.
Good afternoon, Mark. It's a pleasure to talk to you again today. We're in San Antonio, Texas today talking to you.
Well, great. And everything's good down there?
Everything is good, and I hear that congratulations are in order for your fund director at KLGR, Dustin Hoffman, for winning the nationally recognized Doan Award for broadcasting. And I think that's a neat thing and a reflection of the efforts that you guys have down in that area.
We really are lucky to have him as farm director here and all of the promotional things he's done over the years for our beef industry. So as many of our listeners know from past programs that you've done, you're the man in charge at the University of Minnesota's Rosemont, Minnesota Research Center. Last year, you went through quite a renovation project. Can you just tell us a little bit about what you did?
Yes, thank you for the opportunity. We invested, it's a number of budgets, shall we say, got tapped at the university to invest in modernizing a facility that had sat vacant. It's pretty new building, but it was mostly useless for anything related to beef, and we went in and placed 30 feedlot pens, much like what it would look like at a monoslope or a gable roof, manure pack building, where cattle are fed 15 pens on the north, 15 pens on the south side. Pens are 10 by 30 feet, so we will house from 5 to 7 head in each of them. And each of the pens has their own water tank, and we can monitor water intake. One of the interests I have long-term is to understand precisely what the cost of inputs and what outputs we have in these operations. So I'm interested in studying how much water cattle are actually consuming, as well as how much bedding we use and how much manure gets produced. So we have a bale processor that actually is sitting on load cells, and we're able to measure the bedding that's utilized whenever we bed out at the facility. Because that came through, we also had to modernize cattle lanes and the working facility. And of course, with 30 pens, if we're going to have research, we need to also upgrade for sorting pens. You know, it would be difficult for anybody to sort a semi-load into 15 different pens with only 3 holding pens. So we spent a little time and effort in doing that. And there was issues with water, where the water sat and ran or didn't run, perhaps. And so we also had to modernize and upgrade the landscape and so forth so that we could have a nice facility that wouldn't flood on the roads in certain areas. So overall, a massive project. It also entailed improving storage of feed, both for staging feeds coming from the silos, and we are using bunker walls to put silage material in there. We actually have high moisture corn and corn silage from the 2016 harvest season, and we're open for business.
Alfredo, currently you shared with me that you have about 300 head of cattle under research projects. What kind of studies do you have going on right now?
At the moment, Mark, we're looking at implanting with Reveler XS, and the idea was starting half of the pens on a background in diet before turning them on to a finishing diet. The other 15 pens went on to a finishing diet right away, so we hope that compensation after we background will help the background of cattle have a greater carcass weight and retaining marbling.
All right. Well, you also shared with me that your interest in doing some backgrounding research this fall. What would that entail?
That's correct. We do have some funding to investigate the substitution of starch, which would be corn from either corn, grain, or silage in a backgrounding diet with sugar. And, of course, in a backgrounding diet, we're using small proportions of corn and perhaps relying on corn silage for that. So if we roll back some of the corn and instead use sugar in the form of molasses, of course, we want to see how what the value of sugar in backgrounding diets is. The inclusion will not be very large, but, you know, up in the range of 2 to 16% sugar in the diet. But it comes in the form of a liquid supplement, so we're able to do that with a liquid supplement. So we'll have results on that and be able to share that with producers in the future. We are seeking, as you may know, we run producer-owned cattle. The university does not own these cattle. So we look for partners in this process. If anybody out there is interested in partnering with us by placing up to 200, 250 head of feeders, lighter weight cattle in the fall, we'd be happy to work with them.
Okay, well, we're getting the word out there now, and if listeners are interested, they could contact you at the U of M.
That's correct. Thank you.
Well, lastly, Alfredo, can you just give us an update on the Grand Rapids Cow-Calf Research Station?
Thank you, Mark. Yes, there was a discussion earlier late last year that we may not be able to work with that herd as the university was looking at some options for some budget issues they had. We're happy to report to your listening audience that the beef herd at Grand Rapids will remain there, and the efforts will be on managing reproduction or forage management, or even connecting with us on the backgrounding interest we have in St. Paul and carrying that all the way to Meade. So we'll be looking to fill a position that was actually housed in Grand Rapids at the time. That person, when they're hired, they'll be officed in St. Paul, but with access to that cattle herd. That herd is about 250 cows, Angus-based, and it has done very well over the years, so we're happy to continue working with it in the future.
Well, that's great news to hear. And I'd just like to say thanks for all the great information that you've given us today, and it's always a pleasure having you on the program, and keep up the good work at the U of M, Alfredo.
Thank you, Mark, and the same to you and the folks at KLGR there.
Okay, well, until next week, thanks for listening, and we will talk again.